Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a getaway Friday night, September the 9th, 2022, 9922. 12 minutes past the hour, still 79 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, although the sun is setting. Joined in studio this week by Angie Evers, as I always am, over 100 shows on these Friday nights dating back to October of 2020 at this point. How's it going, Angie?
Pretty good.
The levels move, so they must be able to hear you. I was checking to make sure the levels were still moving. So people out in listener land must be able to hear you, which is a very happy thing. And that I do not understand. In any event, as we go on tonight, the big story of the week, I can take that. The big story of the week, definitely you can't get away from it. And I was telling you this tonight. Well, let's start where we ate. We ate at a new place in town, the barbecue place out on Route 4, out past the Moto Mart, and where Super Duper Grocery Store used to be. Now it's a heating and plumbing supply place. But there's a new barbecue place out there, and tonight the menu was a little... We went close to closing time. It closes at 8 o'clock. We were probably there about 7:15, 7:30. And we got pulled pork sandwiches. And it's kind of an interesting little setup.
Yeah, it was nice. The pulled pork was good.
Well, it's an interesting setup because we went with the pulled pork sandwich, and they give you the pulled pork in a bun, and then they have three different kinds of barbecue sauce, and you pick the barbecue sauce you want and apply it yourself. And it ended up being very good because when we got it back home, because it's about a 10 to 15 minute drive from there back to where we're doing the show tonight. And it kind of got saturated in the barbecue sauce, which made, I think it tastes better than it would have tasted if we'd just eaten it there right after we'd applied it.
Right.
So I think it ended up doing okay. But that, so on a scale of 1 to 10, would you give that place a recommendation? I would recommend somebody go there. Now, it is a little expensive. I think the sandwich was $7.
I think that's probably average.
If that's average, then, you know, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Now, this past week, we also went to Denny's. I had an omelet at Denny's. I had not had a ham and cheese omelet for quite a while. I enjoyed the omelet at Denny's. It was a little greasier than the one, a little more greasy than the one I normally had gotten from Bob Evans, but it was okay. I prefer, what we're having, Mike, you know, it's the lip on this desk. For people who've been watching this, the problem is I have these mic stands now that clip onto the desk that are arms, but they have to clip onto the desk, and the front of this desk has a lip that's not solid. Under this, there's a hollow area. So there's nothing for it to clip on solidly. So when it clips onto the desk, it goes under, and the microphones, which probably weigh about 2 pounds, weigh the arm down, and it causes it not to grab because it's not hitting anything flush. So either I'm going to have to take the lip off this desk, or figure out another place to hang those things.
Well, I thought you were going to put them on the end.
Well, I was going to put them on the end, but I couldn't because it's solid on the end.
Oh.
And then I thought about putting them down here, but then you can't talk.
You can't put it, like, up here?
I might be able to do that. I might be able to put them on the shelving up there. That would be the only... Maybe we'll do that during the break. That might be a shot. Because it would go tight on the shelving on the desk?
Yes.
But it definitely does not work on the lip. So if we could just get it... I mean, I installed two of them at the studio. I have one of the... I bought four of them all together. I have one where I sit at the studio. And that's good because that desk is solid and has no lip. And then I have one where you used to sit on the opposite side, and that table's solid and has no lip. So those work fine. It's just the lip on the front of this disc is preventing those stands from clamping on, and it's causing a little bit of a problem, mic-wise.
So now we're just holding the mics.
For now. For now. During the break, we'll try to clip them on the side there and see how that goes. But went to Denny's. Oh, by the way, the phone lines are open. Now, I know tonight that might be a little bit of a difficult challenge because the festival's going on. The football games are going on. There's a lot of stuff going on tonight. But if you do want to weigh in on anything, tell us how we sound, comment on anything, please do. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We enjoy hearing from you. Now, have any of you been out to that new barbecue place? I have the name of it written down somewhere, but I think it's in that folder up there. But anyway, it's out there on Route 4, beyond the Moto Mart, and not bad pulled pork sandwiches. I can say that.
So we have several barbecue places now in town.
What are some of the other ones?
Tackett's.
Tackett's is still around. Now, they're out on Bell Fountain Avenue now, right?
Yes.
In a food truck.
Yes. And the one downtown.
Is that still open?
Yes.
That's cool. The one on Main Street, right?
Right.
Memphis Grill, is that what
Memphis.
It's called?
Memphis.
Taste of Memphis?
Yeah, I taste of Memphis.
Now, I've never been there, but I've heard that that's very, very good. Our Pina Grigio couple, who sometimes calls in on Friday, now I don't know if they will tonight because he called in yesterday morning and said they were going to Peoria, Illinois for something. So they might not be back yet. But what did he say? I think to watch a grandson play in a sporting event, I think is what he said. But he's a good guy. I like him. We talked because he was on the planning committee of the original Popcorn Festival, and he was talking about, he was giving his thoughts, the chill out. It's called the chill out barbecue. You know what I liked about it tonight was the kids. There was a lot of kids in there working. I only saw really one adult, and I thought they were doing a very good job.
I only remember seeing one.
Well, there was one back cleaning the grill, and I saw he had the gloves
on.
Was
he a kid?
Yeah, that guy was. The older guy folding the towels was not a kid, but the guy back there cleaning the grill was.
Oh, I didn't think he was a kid, but...
I didn't go back there and help him scrape the grill, but he looked like a kid from where I was standing. So the Chill Out Barbecue, if you want a pulled pork sandwich, it's $7, and you can put your choice of three different types of barbecue sauce on it. So not a bad place to go. Unfortunately, tonight we got there late and could not get a side dish to try out the fries or anything like that. But I'm sure we'll do that in the future. But we went to Denny's Sunday, and I got that omelet. Like I said, it was a little greasier than the ones from Bob Evans. And you got a turkey sandwich? Or is that what you got at Bob Evans? See, you got it, too. I was having... It's funny because I had a little bit of a congestion issue.
No, I got a chicken sandwich at Denny's.
Yep, but you paused there, and it's weird,
well,
isn't it?
Well, I know. That's because it's like it was a few days ago.
Well, here was the funny thing. This is why this brings this to my mind. When we were at Denny's, we were making small talk on Sunday, and Saturday night, I got bored. Last Saturday night, I got bored. I'd been home most of the day, and... Do you have something on your hand?
I don't know.
That happens. So last Saturday night, I got bored, and I decided, well, my initial thought was I was going to go over and get something from Victor's. Originally I was going to go to Stewart's. I'll tell the truth. Originally I was going to go to Stewart's. So I took 23 out to Williamsport Road, and I was out by Stewart's, and I got there, and there were very few cars there. And I've noticed, this is no knock on Stewart's, it's just like the barbecue place tonight, that if there's not a lot of business going on and it gets toward closing time, sometimes the food is not as great as it could be at other times. So I looked at Stewart's, saw that they didn't have many cars there, and I thought, well, I don't want to keep them after or have to have them cook up anything new. So I said, well, I'm going to skip out on Stewart's. And then I thought, well, I'm going to go to Victor's. And I got down past Victor's, and I thought, you know, I really want a salad. Well, then I started thinking none of the fast food places have the salads that I like anymore because I don't like fruit in my salad. And McDonald's used to have a great BLT chicken salad. And Arby's, now maybe they still do have the salad. But I was thinking for some reason they didn't. And I was over on Main Street. So I knew I had the stuff at home to make a salad. But I did not have grilled chicken at home. I just had turkey. So I thought to myself, I'm going to get a piece of grilled chicken somewhere, which is also something that a lot of places took off the menu, like McDonald's, and I'm going to bring that home, and I'm just going to have a salad at home. And by the way, this night was also hampered by somebody about getting T-boned at rallies, because this guy was all over the road on Saturday night. I'd never seen somebody so all over the road. He was even swerving when he got into the rallies parking lot. So I get back out on 95. This long story short is we're at Denny's on Sunday, and Angie asked me where I had gotten my salad from on Saturday night. And I totally blanked on where I had gotten the grilled chicken from. And I was thinking, well, I remember going to Stewart's. I remember going to Victor's. I remember the swerving car at rallies. Where did I end up at? And it was, we'll take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. Have you and Angie been down to the Popcorn Festival to get any Popcorn Festival food?
No, unfortunately, we missed each other today and didn't get a chance to go down there. Maybe tomorrow. What, have you been down there, you and Carol?
Yes, we was down there this evening, Scott. Well, not this evening, but this afternoon for a little bit. And we got a lemon shake-up, which she always likes, and then we got one of them Smith's cream puffs, which are very good, and got an elephant ear.
Ah, the elephant ears were my dad's favorite thing at any carnival. He would love those elephant ears.
Said they're pretty good, Scott, those elephant ears.
Now, how was everything priced down there? Was it okay?
Well, how was the prices, Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we got the larger lemon shake up. It was $7. Our cream puff was $7. And I think our elephant ear was $7.
Well, that was about what it cost us tonight to get the sandwiches at the barbecue. Have you been out to the barbecue place yet?
No, we were going to stop there a week ago, but we were run out of time.
You'll have to get out there. I think it said they're closed on Mondays. Every other day they're open. I think it was 11 to 8, and then 12 to 7 on Sunday. I think is what
it said. Well, I just wanted to get our 2 cents in, Scott.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, John.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. John and Carolyn Heimlich out there listening. Carolyn comes in at holiday time and plays the keyboard for us, which will be here in about 3 months. They're recommending that we go to the festival tomorrow. Now, if we do go to the festival, what are you going to get?
I honestly don't know.
You know,
I'm not particularly hungry for anything special, so.
Well, I was thinking about it today because when you asked me, and we unfortunately missed each other, I was thinking, now, what would I... Now, I want to pick up some French waffles. Because I didn't... The ones I got at the fair, unfortunately, I did not eat. Too bad. But I was thinking what I would eat down there. Now, the bratwursts are good. I think I got a bratwurst last year. They're not bad. I'm not a real... I tell you, at the fairs, like at the fair this past year, I don't remember eating that much. I remember the night of the showing at the at the Coliseum, I got something to eat. And I think the next day I got a hot dog. Me, you, and your mom, I think, went over and got a hot dog the day of the livestock sale. But other than that, I think that's the only stuff I ate at the fair.
Well, I don't think you hung out at the fair very much.
I was there every day. I just didn't stay very long because there wasn't much going on. It rained a lot. It seemed like I was either coming during a rainstorm or after it had rained, and there were puddles everywhere, and you had to park in the grass. And where they had us set up was not a very active place.
No, I don't know why they put the vendors in that building.
So that was my story with the fair. But if we make it to the festival tomorrow, I'll probably have a bratwurst. But I got to pick up some French waffles. That's my go-to dessert at the festivals and fairs. And the French waffles, people always confuse them with the... what do they confuse them with? I can't think of the name. It's not elephant ears, but funnel cakes. They always confuse them with the funnel cakes.
I don't think they're anything alike.
No, they're not, but I think people confuse the names. Because every time I say I like the French waffles, people go, well, what are those? But that's a particular fair food. The French waffles are not doughy. They're crumbly. The funnel cakes are doughy, like the elephant ears. And there's no cinnamon on the French waffles, just the powdered sugar. Again, phone lines are open 27 minutes past the hour.
Cinnamon?
Yeah, they put cinnamon on an elephant ear.
Oh, on an elephant ear. Okay. I don't know if I've ever had an elephant ear.
It's the same thing as a funnel cake. It just is not doesn't have any holes in it. And it's got cinnamon on it.
Cinnamon and sugar, probably?
Cinnamon and sugar. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We'd love to hear from you. I know business picks up phone-wise in hour number two. I think a lot of people are still out on the road, which I know a lot of people are actually listening to us on the road. I know Sarah, our bus driver, listens in the bus every morning on her cell phone now. I know John and Carolyn Heimlich, they listen on their laptop, which is great, our desktop computer. So we're glad they're out there doing that. I know that our Pinagrigio couple, they take us wherever they go, so they might be listening on the road tonight coming back from Peoria, Illinois. They said they were going to drive. I think 5.5 hours, they said the trip was. But, so if we make it to the festival tomorrow, that'll be bratwurst and French waffles. If that ain't healthy, I don't know what is. So, the story I was trying to put it, so... She asked me, where did I get this salad? And I totally blanked when we were at Denny's. I thought, where did I get that? Because I knew in my mind that I had just gotten the grilled chicken and a pop and brought it home and made my own salad. And I could not remember where I got the grilled chicken. In my mind, I kept thinking, well, I think it was Wendy's, because I'm pretty sure I stopped and got the pop at Wendy's. And I am pretty sure it was Wendy's, because I don't know where else I would have gotten a grilled chicken at. Because McDonald's doesn't have grilled chicken anymore. And I know I didn't go to Burger King. So it
I don't know. I don't think... Does Burger King have grilled chicken? I think the only places that have the grilled chicken is Sonic and Wendy's.
Well, it would have definitely been Wendy's then. Because I got the drink at Wendy's. But I think I was so lackadaisical Saturday night. Have you ever been in one of those moods? Because I was out alone. I was just in the car. It was a beautiful night, I remember. It had kind of been dark and rainy all day, but that night it was beautiful. And I didn't really particularly have anywhere to be. So I was just strolling around town and not really particularly paying that much attention to what was going on. I just kind of... See, to me, that's the loop. I went down 95, out 23, hit Williamsport, down Main Street, through downtown, up Church, back up.
Well, that is a loop. I don't think it's the loop.
Probably not the loop, but that was the loop I did last Saturday night. But I totally blanked on where I got this grilled chicken from. So, you know, it's weird how you forget little things. Who knows? So how was the chicken sandwich at Denny's on Saturday? Sunday.
It was good.
They were busy when we were there. It was probably the after church crowd, though, because we got there, about 12:30, 1 o'clock?
Close. I think we probably got there around noon.
I know. Then we went to Menards. Now, that was an okay trip. But then we went to Meijer, and we went in Meijer, and they were out of a lot of stuff, which that's just a grocery store problem now. But while we were in there, it must have torrential downpoured. Because when we came out, because I was in sandals, there was puddles everywhere. Not a trace that it was raining then, but it was just everything was soaked.
Yeah, we missed that one.
So there was a down point. Well, then Monday, Labor Day, yeah, it would have been Labor Day, we ended up at Bob Evans. Now, at Bob Evans, I had a salad, and that, well, I remember that perfectly because that was delicious. It had bacon. It had grilled chicken. They gave me tons of extra ranch dressing.
That's because I asked for French, and they gave me ranch.
That's right. You had, that's where you got the turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
And a side salad. And that was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Labor Day night, it was hardly busy at all. They didn't have a whole lot of business in there. So we got service good. The food was good. Everything was good. Now, Tuesday night, we traveled over to Ontario to watch Natalie play soccer. That was an interesting night because it was just kind of chilly for beginning of September.
Yeah. Ontario has a very good team. They're, like, I don't know what they rank, but they're in the top 15 of the state.
Yeah, but I have to say that clearly to me, the River Valley girls soccer team rebounded in the second half because in the first half, Ontario scored a lot. In the second half, they only scored twice. So they must have got on to them somewhat.
Yeah. But those Ontario girls, they know their feet work. They know how to pass the ball. They know how to block the ball. They know how to do everything.
They were fast, too.
Yeah, and they were very fast. So, I mean, they were good.
I played soccer when I was younger. So that's a game that I have some insight into. Soccer and baseball, I can tell you about. The other sports, I'm not so much on. Soccer, the whole trick to soccer, I always found. Now, this is just me. But it's knowing how to set up a shot into the goal. You've got to be able, it's always good to get with somebody on the team who you have good chemistry with, because the trick is either you kick it to them or they kick it to you so you can have a clear shot at the goal. Because chances are if you have the ball, the other team's on top of you. So the trick to scoring is when somebody's on top of you and you have the ball, you have your go-to person that you know can kick it into the goal and is going to be looking at you the whole time waiting for the ball to come. So if I have the ball and three people from the other team are coming at me, which happens, if I can kick the ball to them, those three people are not going to get over there fast enough to get to that unguarded person who can then kick it into the goal, or at least take a shot at getting it into the goal.
Yeah.
And Ontario was very good at that. I noticed they always had two girls down by the goal, and almost every time they scored, it was not a drive. One girl would kick it to another, and then the other would knock it in.
Right.
And that's pretty much to me what I, and having a good goalie is the secret, I think, to soccer.
Oh, but River Valley's goalie, she did a great job.
She did. Of all the points that the other team scored, I don't know how many she blocked, but there was a lot of them.
Yeah, she blocked a lot. She did very good.
So that was Tuesday night, and then we've had a very eventful week, actually, this week. We did a lot of restauranting, took the trip to Ontario, did the things tonight. So it's been kind of fun to be out and about. If you call that out and about.
Half.
Well, it's half of where normal is. Now, I'll tell you, I got a book in the mail today, and I'm going to have the author on next week. 100 Things to Do in Ohio's Amish Country Before You Die. The author is Brandy Gleason. She sent me the book, so I'm going to have her on next week to talk about this. But I know you're into Amish country. We went to Amish country last year with your mom and Natalie, so now we've got a whole book of things to do over in Amish country.
I'd like to read that book.
Well, I'll give it to you as soon as I have her on. I'm going to try to read it this weekend and then have her on next week, and then I'll give it to you, and you can go through it. But there's all kinds of stuff in this book. So it's very neat. I just kind of flipped through it today. It tells you exactly where everything is, gives you the phone numbers, and like 43. Get your golf game on. And it tells you a little bit about this golf course. Then it gives you the phone number, the address, the website of the golf course. So there's golfing. There's horse around on the countryside.
How old is the book, though?
I think it's brand new. Because I'm pretty sure it's a new release when I was talking to her. I don't see a copyright. I see an autograph. Happy road trip, Scott. That's what I got it autographed.
All right.
Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. This is Judy. How are you?
Judy, I haven't heard from you forever. How you doing?
I'm good. Well, I can't get you on my radio anymore or on my phone, either one. And Sarah said, well, Scott wants you to call him. So,
yes, I haven't heard from you forever. I've missed talking to you. Is there any way we can get you so you can hear us again? Is Sarah able to help you in any way?
I don't know. I just have a cheap phone, so I don't know. Somebody's got to be smarter than me to do it. But is Angie there with you tonight?
She's right here.
Hi,
Angie.
Hi.
So what's been new?
Did you go to the Popcorn Festival Parade?
You know, we did not make it up there. Did you get up there?
No. No. That's too many people for me.
You know, I haven't been in the last couple years. The last year I went, it was a lot of cars, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. And I liked the float, so it was... But, you know, if I knew somebody in it, I would go. But I really didn't know anybody in it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's getting so expensive.
Well, that is true. I I'll tell you, the fairs and the festivals. Angie and I tonight had dinner out at the new barbecue place out there by Moto Mart, where the ice cream shop used to be, and it was $7 for a pulled pork barbecue sandwich, but I think that's just the way things are running now.
Yeah. Have you, by any chance, heard what's going on where Popeye's used to be?
You know, I haven't.
Something in there.
I have not heard. I heard that it looks as if Del Taco is going to open up a lot sooner than what people... I think before winter, because they had the concrete trucks there this week.
Yeah.
Laying the... But
well,
no,
that's good.
I haven't heard... I'll tell you what, I'll throw it out there to the listeners we have, and call us from time to time, even if you can't turn us on. Sarah can help. Well, good to hear from you, Judy.
Well, if Sarah's listening, Sarah, I did my job.
Thank you, Judy.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll have to get Judy hooked up. I'm sure, you know, even a lot of the older phones you can make work with TuneIn.
I mean, you have to have internet.
Or a cell phone that has some kind of service, data service.
Yeah, but, I mean, you'd have to get unlimited, probably.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what kind of data TuneIn uses. I listen on my Google Dot. That's how I listen now. I'll tell you, we had some interest. I didn't get a chance to take any phone calls earlier today because I had guests on all morning. But I'll tell you, a guest we did have on today was the voice of Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo Bird. Oh, here we go. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're back.
Back from Illinois, huh?
Yes, we're back.
Now, was it Peoria? Did I have that right?
No, we went to Champaign-Urbana.
Oh, Urbana, okay.
University of Illinois and Missouri. Our granddaughter plays soccer for Missouri.
So how was the game? How was the game?
They got beat 1-0.
Oh.
Good game. Just couldn't get a goal to win. Heartbreaker.
Did you have good weather the entire trip?
It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Good. Good.
We had a good time. We got there about 3 hours before the game. A matter of son and his wife, they live in Cincinnati. We met them and then tailgated with a lot of the parents and friends, etc., the soccer players. There was one bus, a party bus from Chicago. This girl plays her parents and about 30 of their friends and some of her friends. And I mean, it was a top shelf charter type bus. It's unbelievable.
You know, it's amazing.
And we tailgated with them before the game, so we had a good time.
You know, it's amazing to me how soccer has become more and more popular as time's gone.
They have a beautiful facility. A lot of it is fairly new, but There was probably close to 1,000 people at the game. A lot of students from Illinois, and there was probably 200 from Missouri. You know, a pretty good turnout. And it is exciting. It's fun to watch, and the crowd was into it. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, 1,000 people. That's a great crowd.
Yeah, it's just right. That grandstand's, it's new, but it's about size like the grandstand at Harding. They're similar.
Now,
of course, the big soccer field, and it's real nice. It's new at the football stadium in Illinois.
Now, what was the admission to get into the game?
Venue. Had good seats. We got real good seats. But our granddaughter she led the team with 5 shots, but just couldn't get the grant. They had a good goalie. That girl did a good job, so.
Very nice.
But we had a lot of fun.
Well, how much was the admission for the soccer game?
You don't pay to get in.
Oh, very. Well, I'll tell you, the high school games.
Her son said that most of the games they go to, they're free.
Oh, that's good.
But of course, they play in the SEC. They'll be gone to Georgia and Alabama and I think Texas A&M. She's excited. She's a freshman. And she's really excited.
Now, did she see a lot of play?
Pardon me?
Did she play a lot in the game?
Yeah, she starts and played, I would say 75 minutes, I think she played.
Wow.
She played 90 minutes, 245 minutes halves.
You know, it's
they
interesting.
Took her out the last 10 or 12 minutes of the first half just to rest, So and then she came out and played the whole second half.
It's
a forward. I heard you say soccer. I don't know that much about it, but she is a forward. She does take a lot of shots.
I wouldn't be a good coach, but I just always felt that the key to soccer was if you have two players who get a good chemistry going, who can always find each other on the field, that's how you win games.
She talks about that, how she's working. They're trying to develop. That's one of the reasons I have such a hard time scoring now, because they haven't found that yet, But they are starting quite a few freshmen, so they're a young team. It's fun to watch.
So what have you done tonight since you've been back? Anything fun on this?
Well, we got back this afternoon. Right now, believe it or not, I'm watching Harding and Garion on television.
Ah.
And they just started the second half, and Harding's behind 14-7. This Mansfield TV station carries, every week, they carry local games. Are you familiar with that WMFD?
I am. That's one of the channels I get on my antenna.
Well,
they do a lot of it.
If you go on, do you get the, you say you do get it?
Yes,
right now,
yes.
If you get on that, you get this feed.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
You can watch the game.
Well, are you having anything to eat or drink tonight? Any good food?
We just had a cheeseburger. We didn't go anywhere tonight. We were kind of tired when we got home.
You going to venture up to the festival tomorrow?
She did have a glass of Pinot Grigio last night at the hotel after the game.
Oh, there you go.
So she's all set.
You going to go to the festival tomorrow?
We don't know. We might get ambitious and go up. We don't go up like we used to. It used to be a big thing for us. But I guess the older you get, the walking and it's a little different. So.
Well,
if we get ambitious, we might take a trip up there.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you made it back safe and had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good trip home and uneventful.
Perfect. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Indianapolis is the big thing. They got it tore up from one end to the other.
Oh, do they?
If you get around that, you're in good shape. So.
Now, the Hoosier Dome still in Indianapolis, isn't
Pardon
it?
Pardon me?
Is the Hoosier Dome still in Indianapolis?
The Hoosier Dome, it's Lucas Stadium. Where the Colts play.
I remember the last time I was in Indianapolis, I could not find the ramp to get. Could not get the ramp out of Indianapolis. It was a mess.
What is it now?
I said last time I was in Indianapolis, I could not get the ramp. I could not find the right ramp to get back on the highway. So I kept going around the Hoosier Dome.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, good to talk with you.
They tore that down, I think. That's the indoor football stadium. They built a new one.
I guess progress.
Stadium, so.
Well, hey, I'm glad you made it back okay, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Well, there's our Pinot Grigio friends still out there. Made it back okay from Urbana.
That's good.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're going to have to hook up Judy in some way. I know Judy Summers is still working on getting her Alexas, I believe, hooked up. She'll get there, though. She still drops off the newspaper every day at the station to me.
Oh, does she?
She does. She reads it in the morning, and then she'll throw it up on the porch at the station. That's the kind of devoted listeners we have.
That's nice.
Like I say, this turnover to digital, unfortunately, some people don't have digital, but I think we've picked up some people along the way. So I think it kind of evened out okay.
Yeah.
Now, today, we had the voice of Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo Bird on. Larry Kenny, I believe, is his name. He has a Facebook page. But in any event, he was very good. He did the Count Chocula voice. He did the Sonny the Cuckoo Bird voice. He also he did some commercials. And he did some... I found him fascinating today. It was a good interview. Now, as far as Cocoa Puffs, do you like Cocoa Puffs? I thought it was funny that he did the two chocolate cereals, Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, you know, Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I don't eat much cereal.
I'm not a chocolate person. Now, people might not know that about me, but I am not chocolate. If I get ice cream or cake, now I'm not like anti-chocolate. I'm not allergic to it or anything like that. I just always prefer strawberry or vanilla to chocolate. And that also I like Fruity Pebbles as opposed to Chocolate Pebbles.
Oh, I would eat Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are delicious, and I have not had them in a long time. Now, the last time I was in the store, I saw that they had a Halloween edition of Pebbles.
They have Fruity Pebbles, too, with marshmallows.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallows are becoming a thing. But you know what? It's tricky, because marshmallows in cereal are not like marshmallows real. You know, not like the marshmallow you put on a stick and roast. They're
almost
little,
like dehydrated marshmallows.
Yeah, little hard things.
Know.
I mean, can you even buy those in a store? Like the marshmallows you get in cereal?
Maybe at a baking store. I don't know. I don't eat them, so I don't know.
Last week when we were in Buyer, we went down the cereal aisle. And I never go down the cereal aisle because I don't buy cereal. But we were going down the aisle, and it's funny to me that the cereal aisle is divided into three sections. It's divided into the unhealthy, sugary cereals. It's divided into the generic cereals. And then there are the healthy cereals. As soon as you hit the Cheerios, they must consider Cheerios like borderline, because the Honey Nut Cheerios are right up against the unhealthy cereals. And then right next to the Honey Nut Cheerios are the regular Cheerios. And then you get into the healthy cereals like Life and all that, you know, bran flakes and all those things.
Yeah.
But all, when we were younger, all those cereals had mascots. Now, it's not the case anymore. And remember when cereal used to have stuff in the box?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a thing anymore either.
No, probably because people choked on. I don't know.
I don't know what happened, but I used to love that. You used to get like, a lot of times it was the replica, like if you were by Pebbles, it would be like a Fred Flintstone would be in there.
I have no idea. I mean, we didn't eat lots of cereal growing up. We hadn't. My mom always bought those Pillsbury Toaster Strudels, which I still eat those. And we ate a lot of Eggo waffles, which I still eat those. So, but I don't do milk. So if I eat cereal, I have to eat it dry.
Well, see, I was one of those kids who did not eat the cereal. I've never been a breakfast person, but I wanted the toy. So I would tell my mom I wanted the cereal. But usually, I never ate the cereal.
That's bad.
I never ate cereal. And it got worse as I got older. When I got into middle school and high school, I never had breakfast. And in my work, like today, I didn't have anything for breakfast.
Oh, I'm always starving when I wake up, so I eat breakfast every morning.
It just doesn't, I don't know why I cannot get in a routine to have breakfast. I've never been able to do it.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I know. I don't know why. There's something about it that I just can, and it's not time, because I have time to do it. Matter of fact, when I was taking some medication earlier this year that I had to take with breakfast, it was a trick for me every morning to have like a bagel to eat with it. I just didn't, I'm not hungry in the morning. I don't know why. I'm thirsty in the morning, but I'm not hungry in the morning.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, last night, though, I had a restless night. I'm surprised I'm not more sleepy than I am, because I did not sleep well at all last night. I put it on one of those news channels. I was telling you this. Holy mackerel. Because I have a Roku in my bedroom. So I was watching, actually, I was watching regular television last night. I think I was watching ABC in the living room. So I went into the bedroom, and I turned on the Roku, because that's all I have in the bedroom. And I went to one of those 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news websites where it just, you know, streams all the time. And it was the ABC one. It was like a legitimate one, the American Broadcasting Company. So I put this on, and of course they're talking about the Queen, because that's all anybody talked about yesterday. So I thought, well, that's fine. I can go to sleep listening about the Queen. And I'm telling you, every half hour they played the same thing. They'd go a half hour talking about how she died, and they would talk about her life, and then they'd talk about Charles was going to speak the next day, and then they'd take a commercial, they'd come right back and tell you she died again, all she did in her life, Charles is going to speak the next day, commercial, she died again. I'm telling you, they killed her about 18 times last night. She just kept on dying about every 30 minutes. The poor Queen.
Did you listen to his speech today?
I did not hear it live because I was on the air. But I did watch it on the internet when I got home. He was okay. You know, I think he'll do okay. 73 years old.
I was going to say, I thought he was looking a little older.
Well, when your mom's 96, you get up in age.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought he did a good job. He spoke well. You could really tell he was upset that his mother had died. He talked a lot about her. Talked about, you know, one of the things he said that I thought was brilliant was he said what she said when she took that position. Now, she was 21 when she took that position. He's 73. He's obviously not going to be around as long as she was.
No.
But her speech was, as long as I live, I'm going to do this duty. And she did. And he said that in his speech today, too.
Yeah.
And I thought, that'll keep people happy. That's so, very, very good.
Prince William is next, right?
Yeah, Prince, and he is a prince now. Now, I don't think he was a prince until she died. Now he's the Prince of Wales, which is what Charles was until... Now, he'll get the crown a lot sooner. I mean, even if he lives as long as she did, that's only 23 years. She was around for 70.
Right.
Now, after William, it's George, because he's got a son. That's why I think so many people are upset about the Queen. Because, first of all, it's unique to have a queen. Because usually, the only way you can have a queen is if the king dies and he has no sons. That's the only way you get a queen. So it's unusual to have a queen. Like, there's not even a queen in succession right now. Charles is king. William's behind him. George is behind William. There's not going to be a queen in the next 200 years. And maybe longer than that, depending on what kids George has. But, so it's unusual to have a queen.
George.
George is William's son.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah. Still a young kid. But, he's probably under 10, I would say. But he's got a long way to go.
It would go after that?
Well, yeah. Because the line of succession is, it's your oldest son, if you have one. Mm-hmm. And if not, your oldest daughter. But none of them have an oldest daughter. They all have boys. Elizabeth had a boy, Charles. Charles had two sons, William and Harry. And William has, I think, two or three sons. But he also has a daughter, but she won't get it because he has sons.
I don't know.
But anyway, did I hear Charles' speech? Yes. And he gave a good speech. And apparently there's 10 days of mourning. They know how to mourn over in England. She's not going to be buried for 10 days.
Yeah.
Apparently they bring her back from where she was, and then they put her on display for 4 days, and everybody can file through and look at her. And then, I think it's closed casket. I hope so. And then they take her down to the church, and then they have the ceremony. Then they bury her.
Hmm.
So she's still got a long ride to go. She's still up at the summer home.
And that's where she died?
That's where she died.
Well, you would think they would be processing her body.
I don't know how they do it over there in England.
I mean, you can't, like... I mean, your body's gonna just, like, rot if they don't embalm you.
Well, I don't know. She's the queen. They probably come to her.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, I doubt the queen goes to a funeral home. That's for regular folk. In England, the queen and the king, that's a whole nother bit of business. They like, she had doctors at her house. I mean, she never went to the hospital. They got castles. You know, I'm sure they have embalmers on staff, too, because they probably don't want people seeing them dead.
Oh, I have no idea.
I have a little touch of royalty in me, too, when it comes to that. I think they already put her in the casket. She's just laying there in the summer house.
You think?
Well, I think so, because I think they say they take her out of there, and they're either going to bring her back to England by train or plane. Because I guess it's like 500 miles away from England, where she was.
Oh.
I think she's in Scotland.
Huh.
Boy, I'll tell you, the coverage, though, you could not get away from it. Every network last night, because I have the antenna, just about, well, all the evening news, she was, even the local, the Columbus News last night led with her dying. What in the world does the Queen of England dying have to do with the Columbus News?
Yeah, it was on everything.
She was a very big deal. We're down to the final minute. Boy, this first hour went by quick. We've got a whole lot to talk about. We actually had things to talk about this week. This is good. We'll be back next hour, Angie and I. We'll talk a little bit more about the Queen because that is a big story. I think it's interesting to talk about just how quick things go. I mean, she swore in the last prime minister Tuesday night, and Thursday morning she was gone.
I mean, did she know she was dying?
You know, I want to talk about that when we come back, because I don't know. I did hear a story today. I can't get into it in 20 seconds, but I want to talk about that when we come back. And we haven't really talked about this Amish book yet. Going to talk a little more about that. So there's plenty to talk about. So get some cheese dip, get some tortilla chips, get a drink, whatever you would like, Pinot Grigio if you like. Come back with us. Phone lines will be open, 740-751-4038. Back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's... Here we go. It's announcement time.
That I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You are